Can Everybody Dance, preceded by Terence Trent D'Arby and Dance Little Sister, getting your feet tapping on a Wednesday morning. It's 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. Now, in the footsteps of the unintentionally iconic Monkey Christ, the Tint in St George, the near fluorescent Virgin and Child, not to mention the less than sinlessly executed Immaculate Conception, comes the latest Spanish restoration efforts to provoke anguished headlines and much social media snarking. It is, or rather was, a carved figure adorning an ornate early 20th century building in the northwestern city of Palencia. What was once the smiling face of a woman next to some livestock has been replaced with a crude countenance that bears a passing remnant to Donald Trump, or one of the sand people from Star Wars, or something from a cheese-induced nightmare. The botched restoration came to light after an artist placed pictures of the offending visage on Facebook. Now, the pictures are a bit blurry, but you can see it perfectly well, said Antonio Guzman Capel. It looks like the head of a cartoon character. Palencia, he said, now had an attraction to rival the Monkey Christ that's propelled the town of Boya to global fame 8 years ago, after a devout parishioner took it upon herself to restore Elis Garcia Martinez's Ecce Homo before it flaked and faded into oblivion. I'm sure whoever did it got paid for it, but the bigger crime was committed by the person who commissioned it, then and tried to carry on as though nothing was wrong. Why do they keep doing that in Spain?
It was a cleaning lady, wasn't it? Accidentally, 8 years ago or something. It's a botched job anyway.
Yes, it was the devout parishioner. Well, I don't think she was a cleaning lady. She was just a kind soul who took it upon herself to do a bit of sort of amateur restoration. But this new one is is horrible. Palencia's reaction may be one of shock and anger for now, but the authorities in Boya managed to find a way to turn the Great Monkey Christ fiasco of 2012 to their advantage. Now, that year, almost 50,000 people visited the church where the Ecce Homo is displayed behind a protective screen. Thousands still visit it every year, and a small museum has sprung up where people can actually buy key rings, t-shirts, teddy bears and mugs. As well as employing two caretakers, the church museum also yields revenue that's used to help fund places at Boya's care home for the elderly. But they keep doing it in Spain.
Do they?
It's about the fifth or sixth time that somebody is completely ruined.
Maybe it's the Trotters Independent Restorers.
Could well be. 8:17.
And now it's time for Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Riviera Radio.
It's Woofer of the Week time, and I must say apologies for you being interrupted by Donald Trump last week, Dawn Howe, but I'm sure that's never happened before.
It's never happened to me before, and I'm hopeful it will never happen to me again.
Well, you can tell your friends and family, you know, your claim to fame. I was interrupted by Donald Trump.
Excellent.
Okay, what have we got this week?
We got a large dog for a change today. Patoche is his name, and he needs a lovely forever home. He's a crossbreed, but definitely he has some Bernese mountain dog in him, so part of the working group. He's about a year old, and he's a gentle, affectionate dog who gets on really well with children. Due to his young age, whoever adopts him will need to continue his training, and a garden is essential for this one. These dogs need to be walked for up to an hour a day, and he'd need a good brush every week, I think, as well. He's currently at the shelter in Vence, but roadworks on the road up there mean that it's actually better to go at the weekends for the moment. However, you can call them and you can email them to find out more about him and hopefully to organise to meet him too.
Excellent. Okay. And how's everything going really with the woofers?
It's going quite well, thank you. We've had a couple that have been adopted in the last few weeks, so that's great. And I think the shelters are trying very hard to stay open. They obviously have all the protocols in place, and it's good to phone them ahead of time if you can. But I think they're really trying to do their best to keep it all juggling along until we're out of confinement.
OK, well, thank you, Dawn, and we'll see if we can arrange for Joe Biden to interrupt you at some time in the future.
That would be lovely. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
That was Woofer of the Week. For more details about this week's woofer, go to the 106.5 Riviera Radio page on Facebook or our website at rivieraradio.mc. Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Woofiera Radio.
Pop quiz time?
Certainly is. Today's quiz, question number one, which group formed in 1977 and named themselves after their financial status, after the financial status at the time?
Dire Straits.
Correct. Question number two. Which boy's name was the title of the debut album released by Amy Winehouse?
Don't know.
Frank. And finally...
Ooh, Betty.
The following lyrics are from a song released in November 1980. It was my earworm last night when I went to bed, and I can remember the tune very well, but I couldn't remember any of the actual words. So here are the lyrics. Can you tell me which song they are to?
Well, if you couldn't remember the lyrics...
Well, no, I could remember nearly every... Well, yes, not the right words in the okay. right order. I was sick and tired of everything when I called you last night from Glasgow.
ABBA.
Yes, and... Oh no, don't cheat.
I'm not
cheating. I can see you. You're
fiddling with the keyboard. No, I'm not. I'm just typing ABBA so I can bring it up. But no.
You see, that's what it does to you, isn't it? I couldn't have told you last night what it was. I know.
Oh no.
Well, it was Super Trooper. Probably something to do with my dad.
Of course.
Keeps trying to say, it's all right, you're a trooper. I don't know why I had that going around in my head.
Super per, trooper per. Yes, I particularly remember the boots from that film.
The boots from the film.
The girls wearing the boots.
Yes, red boots, weren't they?
Shiny jackets for the guys.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you. All good.
Good. Right, who's your tip for the Masters then?
That's a difficult one. DeChambeau, I think, could... Hey. It's an interesting, isn't he? Do you believe... I like his style, you know. I like the way he goes about his business. I like the sort of attention to detail, thinking outside the box. Did well, of course, in the US Open, which is a difficult course. I mean, if you think Augusta, length could be huge this time around, particularly with, you know, with the way the course is playing, a little bit softer than you'd normally expect a traditional Masters to be. So I think he'd be up there. Patrick Cantlay, Mrs. Potts' favourite. She has to put that one forward, I suppose. I don't know if there's any rhyme or reason behind that, but she seems a little bit confident there. What about you?
Well, I think DeChambeau's a good shout, but I'd like to see Rory step up to the plate a bit.
Yeah, he's a bit under the radar. I've been talking, hasn't he, in the last couple of days. The fact that he's come in under the radar, no one really expects him to do well, but Rory can turn it on, and he can probably be a threat this week, one would suspect. And there's a couple of outsiders you'd look to. Ricky Fowler's miles off, isn't he? He's like 150-1 or something. Is it impossible for him to win? I don't know.
How about Sandy Lyle?
Sandy Lyle. Well, he's good at the 18th bunker. That's about it.
Good at the 19th, is he?
Yes.
Okay, right. Markets. Bit of dampened enthusiasm about this supposedly miracle vaccine on Wall Street yesterday. And again, those tech stocks weakening because all the companies that benefited from lockdown are wondering if it's the end of their payday.
Yeah, stocks certainly drifting lower on Wall Street yesterday. Say further weakness on in technology, outweighing gains in energy, financials and industrials. The US election is behind us, or effectively behind us, so event risk, you hope, has dissipated at least there. Vaccine updates has got lots of people excited. It's actually quite a long road to recovery from that, so the immediate impact of that, we need to be a little bit more cautious of. I think investors are now turning their attention to economic fundamentals, the speed of the recovery and the outlook for corporates. S&P was marginally lower yesterday. Nasdaq fell for a second straight session, down 1.5%. That rotation, as you say, out of the pandemic favourites into the value stocks continues. Opening calls on the European bourses are positive this morning, currently calling FTSE up 6 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 11 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 5 points.
You think it's over. You just wait till the White House lawn starts filling up with machine gun emplacements.
That really would be a threat, wouldn't it? It really would be a sight to be seen. Let's hope the transition goes a little bit more smoothly than that.
The EU is having a look at Amazon.
Yeah, the European Commission said it suspects Amazon violated antitrust rules over its use of non-public business data from independent sellers on its marketplace that could benefit the retailer's own operations. Amazon, to remind you, has around 3 million active merchants selling products on its site. The European Union's regulator will also probe how Amazon chooses products from a prominent buy box and whether Amazon pushes retailers to use its logistics and delivery services. The European Union's antitrust commissioner said they do not take issue with Amazon's success or size. It's the conduct that they're looking into, specifically its dual role as a retailer and a platform for smaller merchants. The European Union could, of course, fine Amazon or force it to change its business procedures. Regulators also in Europe looking at other big US technology firms, including the likes of Apple, Facebook and Google.
And Adidas having a bit of a rough time. I've only got one item of Adidas clothing.
Oh, yes, what's that? Those joggy bottoms?
Tracky bottoms, yeah.
Oh, dear.
They're a bit past their best now, so I just wear them when I'm doing the gardening. Yeah.
Adidas, a bit like you. Adidas shares fell around 7% yesterday as the sportswear manufacturer became one of the first consumer goods companies in Europe to warn renewed lockdowns will weigh on earnings once again and will impede upon the sales rebound. Adidas said they are no longer on track for growth in the fourth quarter, now predicting a low to mid single digit percentage decline. The number of stores closed and stricter social distancing guidelines are slowing customer traffic. In Europe, 40% of stores have been closed. Adidas said they'd focus on cost cutting. They've been reducing their inventory levels. They're going to be promoting, as you'd expect, their e-commerce proposition and shoring up its liquidity with a series of bond sales and a €1.5 billion loan facility, which is in place through 2025.
They missed a trick there. They should have moved into sort of slippers and pyjamas, shouldn't they, really?
What is it? Is this everyone's, what, moping around at home in pyjamas?
Yeah, Adidas pyjamas, Adidas PJs.
Do you think that would be good?
Yeah.
Athletic wear moves into sort of homeware.
Well, you've got some new pyjamas, haven't you?
Well, no, Mrs. I was just saying before, Mrs. Potts has bought matching Christmas pyjamas for the family.
God.
Although I'm not included, I decided to opt out of that one, but really? They seem to have them, yes.
Did she buy Patrick Kanzler a pair as well?
Not that I'm aware of, but perhaps if he wins the Masters for her and a few pounds, shilling come her way, then perhaps she would send some pyjamas over. Is there the par 3 tournament today or that's not on?
Oh, I don't know about that. That's far too deep for my golf knowledge.
Okay, they normally have the par 3 tournament with the children. Presumably they're not going to be around this due to COVID restrictions. But did you see John Rahm? Did you see his shot?
I did see that, yes. Very good.
Skimmed it across the lake, yep. put it in the hole.
That could be a marker.
Rather nice.
Confidence will be up on the back of that, won't it?
maybe so.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 132.5. Euro dollar coming in at 118. €1.12 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you. Speak to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potson Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leister has the top stories across the Riviera.
France's Interior Minister Gérald Damanin has asked prefects across France to strengthen controls and enforce the rules of lockdown. The minister wants police checks stepped up on gatherings, parks, gardens, airports and train stations. Since the beginning of the second lockdown, police have issued 65,000 fines for non-compliance to lockdown rules. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Jean Castex is to hold a press conference on Thursday, the 12th of November at 6 p.m. following the Defence Council meeting, which is to take place in the morning. Castex will take stock of the current health situation in France, but according to reports, it will be too soon for a possible easing of restrictions, despite calls from small businesses. According to a recent survey carried out by Harris Interactive for France's Ministry of Employment, 39% of French employees say that their job does not allow them to work remotely. With the arrival of the second lockdown in France, the French government called on employers to make their employees work remotely from home as soon as possible. The survey showed that 39% of employees were unable to do so, 36% said they were able to, and 25% were able but with difficulty. Meanwhile, 15% indicated that their employer has not authorised them to work remotely, even partially, despite being able to do so. The French government has clarified that pregnant women must not be obliged to wear protective masks during childbirth. The announcement comes after a flood of complaints from mothers who said they were forced to do so by hospital staff. And while some maternity wards in France have insisted on the masks, others were less strict. To end the uncertainty, three French ministers released a joint statement reminding health professionals that giving birth must remain a privileged moment and that while wearing a protective mask in the presence of caregivers was desirable, it cannot be made compulsory. Meanwhile, Yannick Jadot, a leading figure in France's Green Party, has said getting vaccinated against COVID-19 should be mandatory once the jab becomes available. Meanwhile, past polls have shown the French to be amongst the most reticent about vaccination. Jadot defended his comments by saying, "Look at the difficulties facing our societies," adding, "We cannot allow ourselves to extend lockdown and keep decreasing the cultural, social and economic activity of our country." In other news, MP Eric Ciotti has expressed his concern for the valleys devastated by Storm Alex. Speaking at the National Assembly on Monday, the Alt Maritime MP submitted an amendment to grant €500 million to the area. The majority elected officials present voted against the amendment. On October the 2nd, Storm Alex left the valleys of the Roya, Visubi and Tine devastated, as some residents are still without drinking water. A school in Avignon has banned parents from throwing their children over the school gate. The poster was displayed at the entrance of the establishment after claims from staff and parents, which were running late, had taken to throwing pupils over the gate. The unusual warning intended for students and parents was soon taken down after negative reactions on social media. Despite the curfew currently in place in the Principality in order to control the current health crisis, the Department of Cultural Affairs, in collaboration with key players in culture, including amongst others the Ballet de Monte Carlo, the Grimaldi Forum, the Princess Grace Theatre and the Monte Carlo Opera, is launching Culture et Vous in Monaco. The project's goal is to send a clear message to artists that cultural life must continue. Culture and You runs until November the 30th. Residents will have access to shows at preferential rates and will be able to enjoy certain museums for free. For more information, go to www.agouv.mc. Today, November the 11th, marks the end of World War I, or Armistice Day, and this year's celebrations will be different around France due to the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdown measures. The traditional large military parade along the Champs-Élysées in Paris will not be taking place. President Emmanuel Macron will still lay the wreath this year, but he will only be accompanied by a small gathering. And the ceremony will be broadcast on television. During a virtual summit with EU leaders on Tuesday, French President Emmanuel Macron has said that the European Union would study how to reform its free movement Schengen area in order to assure security in response to a series of terror attacks in France and in Austria in recent weeks. Macron said recent attacks in France and Austria underline the need to toughen European security without sacrificing the principle of free movement near the heart of the European Union. Meanwhile, President Emmanuel Macron held his first telephone talks with Joe Biden on Tuesday. The talks between Biden and Macron focused on international cooperation on main global issues. The president congratulated Joe Biden and his vice president and emphasized his desire to work together on the current issues: climate, health, the fight against terrorism and the defense of fundamental rights. Macron has never met Biden, who served as vice president under Barack Obama from 2008 to 2016, before Macron arrived at the Élysée in 2017. Finally, French department store group Printemps has announced the closure of some of its shops and the loss of up to 15% of its jobs as it struggles to cope with the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. Le Monde newspaper reported that the measures were aimed at stemming operational losses. The newspaper said 428 jobs had been earmarked for losses, 70% of which were retail positions.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
I quite like Printemps.
It's a nice shop, Prantl.
It's kind of
a
bit of a more down-market Galeries Lafayette, isn't it? Football, the chairman of the English Football Association, has resigned for using what he's admitted was unacceptable language when describing black players. Greg Clark said he was deeply saddened for the offence that he caused by using the term coloured footballers. He made the comments when he was giving evidence to the House of Commons Department for Digital Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee. He later said his comments were a disservice to the game. Mr. Clark also caused offence when he refers to gay players as making a life choice, and also that a coach had told him that young female players didn't like the ball being hit hard against them. Here's more football from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, this is Joe Parsons at the BBC Sports Centre. The Aston Villa and England defender Tyrone Mings has been responding to the resignation of the FA chairman Greg Clark, who stood down after using an inappropriate term to describe black, Asian and ethnic minority players. Clark was talking about racist abuse of players on social media to members of the UK Parliament in a meeting via video link about the state of football's finances. Ming says education remains key.
With all the work that we're doing this year and everything that has happened this year, highlighting the issues that we have in the world, the diversity code being one of them, we're in a position where education is key. And I know I've said that before, and I know people keep saying education, education, education. And sometimes it feels like, okay, we're educating people, but what does that really mean and what does that really look like? And education isn't necessarily the generations that are coming through. We don't necessarily just have to educate our kids on the society of today or what you can and can't say, but also people in Greg's position, people that have lived in different cultures and lived in different times to what we're living in at the moment.
Manchester United's Marcus Rashford will miss England's game against Republic of Ireland on Thursday following an injury he suffered in Saturday's win at Everton. Meanwhile, Rashford's club teammate, defender Luke Shaw, will miss the next month of the season with a hamstring injury. Shaw was also injured against Everton. And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
You've had a hamstring injury?
No, I never
very
have.
Very painful.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, I've had one, yeah.
Oh, what, frisbee?
No, rugby, years ago. Rugby. I went to the doctors, I couldn't work out if it was the ham or the string, though. Cricket. Mumbai Indians have won their fifth Indian Premier League title with a 5-wicket victory over the Delhi Capitals. Mumbai were chasing 157 to win with 8 balls to spare and got over the line thanks to 68 from captain Rohit Sharma. Trent Bolt took 3 for 30, including the wicket of Marcus Stoinis with the first ball of the match in Dubai. Rugby Union, the former England wing Hugo Monier has said that Wales are like a sinking ship under coach Wayne Pivac. Pivac has endured a disappointing first year in charge with Wales, losing their last 5 matches. Monier says he doesn't think the players are happy and that questions are being asked. The Wales defence coach Byron Hayward left his position on Sunday and Pivac is facing questions about his own future. Oh dear. Poor old Wales, eh? And in golf, the defending champion Tiger Woods will play with the 2019 Open winner Shane Lowry in the opening 2 rounds of the 84th Masters, which starts at Augusta tomorrow. The pre-tournament favourite Bryson DeChambeau, who's the US Open champion, will play with John Rahm, and South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen and Rory McIlroy will go out with world number one Dustin Johnson. The Masters, which is normally held in April, has been delayed until November because of the coronavirus pandemic. Players will start on the 1st and 10th tees tomorrow and on Friday to ensure that everyone can complete their rounds before darkness.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
The coastal area is up to 20 miles offshore the Isle of Maritime in the VAR. The general situation is weak. High pressure, 1,025 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,024 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, partially cloudy, force 1 to 3 variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are westerly, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,023 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, partially cloudy, force 2 to 4, westerly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster yachts, beyond expectation.
Riviera Radio, weather.
Mainly fine again, light variable winds. Top temperature 19 degrees this afternoon, overnight lows 12 degrees on the coast, 10 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday partially cloudy, highs of 16 to 18 degrees. Finally,
stressed at work, blame it on burnout. As a study finds, the feelings of exhaustion and self-doubt intensify ideas of being under pressure. Stress is known to lead to burnout in the workplace, but a new study finds that the two are mutually reinforcing. However, burnout has been identified as having a greater impact on work stress, and because the two strengthen each other, they create a vicious circle. That's according to a team from a university in the US. They say burnout develops gradually, but leads to work being seen more and more stressful.
Take it easy.
Yeah, and it's International Singles Day today.
Is it?
Do you know why? Why it's
no.
today? What's the date today?
The 11th.
Of?
November.
Yes. 1111. So four single digits.
1111.
Yeah. For being single.
Adds up
and to
four.
Celebrate it. Nobody to annoy you.